Hello and welcome to Season 5, Episode 8 of the Sajid Photography Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Teal, and today we're going to catch up on all the adventures I've had over the last few months of the beginning of 2024. Yes, I know I was trying to put out some more episodes, but, you know, I've been busy. So, back in January, I had the pleasure of co-hosting a very rainy photo walk in Seongnam-dong, Ulsan, alongside the talented Philip Brett. Now, despite the weather, it was a great adventure, and I really want to extend my gratitude to all those people who came out and braved the rain, because it wasn't a nice day. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It was a miserable day. It was cold, it was rainy, but I'm sure everybody had a great time, and your enthusiasm truly made it a memorable photo walk. Now, moving on to February, I've been trying to get out a little bit more and do just some more long exposure stuff. As you know, in Korea, February is not the greatest time for photography. And to be honest, this past year, it's been rainy, it's been miserable. So whenever the sun came out, I really tried to sort of make the best of the time and just get out where I could. And being in Ulsan, that usually means I'm grabbing my filter set and going out to the ocean to do some long exposure kind of stuff. However, one shoot in particular sort of stands out during that time, and that was one morning I got out to sort of the Jujon Harbor area, which is close to Ulsan and near the Hyundai factories a little bit. And this was a great trip because I really wasn't expecting much from this shoot, but it was one of those mornings where I got up and I made my coffee and I really just wanted to get out and be creative. Now, again, the weather was intermittent, so I wasn't really expecting a good day. Now, add on to that, the early morning, I sort of dragged my butt a little bit and didn't really get out until, you know, just before sunrise. And I remember driving along the highway. And if you're a photographer, then you know sort of this feeling where you know you're late. The sun is approaching the horizon, the colors are changing, but you're stuck in the car. And yeah, you can, you know, put the pedal down, but you know that you're not going to make it there on time. So basically, I did my best and I managed to get out to the harbor relatively on time. And this is a great place to go because the Jujon Harbor is home to a very unique lighthouse. And it's one that I really like because it's a pagoda shaped lighthouse, similar to what was on the old Shipwon coins. But they repainted it, they've redone the whole area. So it's a super nice area. And in front of that, you've got all the lovely, I would say, volcanic rocks. I'm not one of those geologist kind of people, but I think that that's where they come from, just looking at the sort of the formations. But at any rate, there's a lovely foreground element, not just the lighthouse. And so basically, I made it out there and it was a freezing morning and it was lovely. The ice had, you know, frozen all over the rocks and the wires of the walkways and stuff like that. And the most memorable part about this is I got this idea. I saw the water splashing over the pier and I just was like, okay, I gotta shoot this. And I saw how the icicles were hanging off the railings and whatnot. One of these things is that, like, sometimes as a photographer, and this has got me into trouble, yeah, a few times before, but it's when your pursuit of the shot overrides the logic of your brain, saying, you know what, like, if there's water splashing and it's February in minus temperatures and there's ice everywhere, two things are going to happen. You're either going to fall on your ass and break your camera, or you're going to get wet and break your camera. And this was one of those times where I just was like, okay, screw it. I've got to go and just get this shot. So I went down the pier and it was amazing. And I'll use one of these shots as the artwork for this one. But you have to understand, like, the sun, the warm yellow and orange sun was coming up over the horizon, illuminating these icicles. Everything around it was that dark, cold blue, and it was just this perfect mix, showing sort of the warm sun and the icy winter scene ahead of me. So this was a really good morning. But as I'm clicking away, I'm getting that tunnel vision. And I just managed to pull my head out of my ass long enough to see this wave hit the tetrapods in front of me. And I just grabbed my camera, tucked it into my parka, and braced for impact. And it soaked me. I have a winter jacket that I wear for these excursions that's like one of the pricey ones with Gore-Tex. My pockets, which are waterproof, were full of seawater. Like they were just bulged out. It was crazy. And thankfully enough, it was one of those moments where I had enough forethought to actually like protect my camera. The camera was dry. Jacket was okay. I was dripping wet and that froze, but you know, I didn't get hypothermia or anything like that. But the funny part is that it reminded me of like a hunting trip with my dad. And I mentioned this in the blog post I made about this shoot. And I'll link that in the show notes, but basically years ago, I was on a hunting trip and I slipped and fell into a cold creek, you know, during a winter or like pre-winter in Manitoba. So it was freezing and we were way up north. And it was the same thing. I had somehow managed to save my rifle and not drop it into the water. And, you know, the rest of me got soaked. But I remember my dad, you know, sort of kind of commenting on that, like, you know, like, good job, Jay. And as I tucked my camera into my parka, I sort of had his voice in my head when I realized that I kept that camera dry. So that was sort of a nice little feeling. And yeah, it was a somber moment as I wish I could have, like, you know, normally in these situations, I would have called him up and explained it. But well, you know, I can just look up and he's there probably. So with that being said, I got out a number of times, you know, in similar areas. And you've heard me talk about this before where I'm really trying to just sort of hone my skills in this department, but also it is challenging finding new locations, especially when you want to get up early in the morning and, you know, you just can't drive 6 hours up the coast to, I don't know, Gangneung or somewhere like that. So I'm really sort of going back to different locations that I've shot numerous times before, you know, for better or for worse. After that thrilling adventure, we're stepping into March now, and I'm excited to announce the return of my photography classes with the Ulsan Foreigner Support Center. And these classes, I taught them all last year. And as you know, we had a big gallery exhibition in December of last year, and that was amazing. It was really good to get my photos published, but also to see people's reactions to having their photos being published and on the wall in a formal gallery setting. And we got big plans for this year. So stay tuned for more details on that, because I am going to go into more details about the photography classes in my next episode. I'm going to do a, you know, delve deeper into this exciting endeavor. Now, let's talk about sort of the heartbeat of the photographic community here, and that's photo walks. And I firmly believe that they play a crucial role in fostering a strong sense of camaraderie and skill sharing among the enthusiasts. And, you know, I've heard people sort of talk about, you know, oh, you know, it's not about the pro and whatnot. And I think these photo walks serve as sort of a testament to saying, like, none of us need to be pros. We're all enthusiasts, we're hobbyists. And I really think that they foster this community of photographers much more than, you know, measuring our dicks against how many jobs we did last year. I am getting more and more eager to do these photo walks. And then I've got one sort of in the bag right now, or in the planning stages, for the Cheongsa-po area in Busan. We did one in January, as I said before. So I want to kind of branch out into the Busan area. And it's going to be a challenge because it's going to be a sunrise photo walk. I've never done a sunrise photo walk before. Usually they're sort of early afternoon sort of things, 2 p.m., that thing. I'm hoping that I can get some people out. And, you know, it's there's nothing riding on this. It's, you know, we're not paying anything or anything like that. So if two people show up, great, fine. But we'll just, you know, kind of put a pin in it and try something else the next time. But that's going to be coming up at the later end of the month. So we'll see how that goes. Lastly, I anticipate, you know, every year the arrival of spring, and I'm sort of contemplating hosting a workshop in Gyeongju during the cherry blossom season. If the idea of sort of shooting the blossoms, you know, in Gyeongju is something of your interest, please reach out to me. It's just something I've had in the back of my head for a long time, especially with how much enjoyment I take out of doing these classes with people. And I thought, well, the classes sort of have a limited amount of seats, and right now there is even a waiting list for the classes. So I thought, well, why not do a workshop that's open to a wider, varied group of people, and then actually see how that goes. And if that's something that people like, then I'll continue to do these workshops or tours later on down the road. So that sort of brings us to the end of this episode. It's a quick one, but as I said before, I've got other stuff in the pipe. Thank you for joining me on this journey through the past few months. I know I said I was trying to get some more episodes out, but there's been a lot of work, you know, back and forth. So it, you know, this usually gets pushed to the back. Do keep an eye on my blog, as I'm trying to keep that, you know, updated as well. But don't forget to subscribe to the Sajid Photography Podcast for more, you know, discussions like this, and I'll keep you posted. Until next time, this is Jason Teal signing off. Happy shooting, everyone.